as, you know, not as important, or say, hey, but that's our last, you know, point of emphasis or concern. You got to make them pay.
And you took 26 carries. I believe you had every running back carry this game. Just how much pride do you take on being a workhorse back?
It starts in the offseason. It starts in the offseason on the work and the preparation that you put in to be able to handle that type of load, to know that, you know, the coaches, your teammates, they can trust and they can lean on you. And that's why I take great pride in it, not only in the offseason, but in season with the recovery and making sure each and every single week I'm ready to go.
Jonathan, I'm sure as you were, you know, prepping for this game, you're seeing a pretty good Denver defense. To be able to put up 500 yards on them, what does it say about this group?
I think it shows how explosive we are. I think it shows the playmakers that we have, and being able to utilize every single person on the offense. So when you have an offense like that, I think it can be really special, because now you got to pick the quarterback.
After losing to this team last year, how much did you feel kind of some redemption with putting up 200 yards on them?
It always feels good. You know, a team who kind of spoiled your season a bit and gave you a loss in the previous season. It always feels good to have them come to your home place and then now being able to, I guess, in a sense, pay back. But it definitely does feel nice. But that's a really good team over there. So, you know, we may be seeing them again.
Did you enjoy being more factor in the passing game?
I definitely did. Like I said, sometimes if they want to leave something not as a point of emphasis for them, you got to make them pay every time.
And you heard the word redemption. Obviously, last year you had the play where you dropped the ball before crossing the end zone. Just did you feel any redemption scoring today?
Well, at least I know that was a touchdown that I should have had last year. But, you know, new year, new team, not only for our side, but for their side as well. But understanding that was still a great team, a great defense. So however the game shook out, you know, whether I had a touchdown or not, it was just whatever my job, my assignment was, we had to execute at a high level.
You've obviously practiced with Daniel, you know, OTAs, training camp. What have you learned about him now in these two full games to start the season?
You know, really his toughness, and not to say that, you know, I didn't think he was tough before, but when you actually are in the battle and in the midst of it with someone, and you can kind of see that grit that he has, it's awesome to see. It's awesome to see.
Can you, like, feel him, you know, hanging in the pocket, feeling the rush, still getting those throws off and, like, kind of showing his toughness that way?
Definitely, and I think that's something, of course, you know, with him, you know, being around for a while, you're able to learn to adapt to that rather than a young quarterback. But when you have a quarterback that will definitely sit in there and make those tough throws, you know, that just gives you a sense of pride of, hey, let's give him time.
Does that help you out with